make sense. I've been grown. I had several little fights when I was
born. You wasn't born when you married me. I see you whoop seven men. I was out in church. I was in there, somebody come and said, I said, what? So you better go out here and see what I said, what's the matter with you? The crowd out there jumped on, so I walked outside. I bet his mother bailed about going to her, and she noticed something else, and she seen me get up out of church. I went to the door, and when I got to the door, and I seen him out there in the yard, and I seen him standing there, and the folks' heels pacing his face one way, both back and forth, you know that way? And, his mother's child, she got it, said, where's Jimmy? I said, young lady. There's somebody fighting. She hopped out my mother in the tire. She touched it. When he fight, he didn't want nobody to touch anything. What fight me. And then that's when I went to him. I said, this time I said, yo, this cool out of me. I said, what in the world am I with you? So the crowd called itself and whooped me, and I let another kid do it. I said, well, that was your mother, you know. Well, no, I don't want you all to touch me. Well, I wanted to let my mother. I didn't know that my mother. I said, yeah, that's right.
Oh, my goodness.
He did. And she was so good. Mm-hmm.
Gerald, if you knew somebody who grew 5 inches, who was 5 inches taller this year than he was last year, you'd say, my goodness, you sure
have grown.
Mm-hmm. That'd be a lot, wouldn't it?
That's right.
How tall are you, General?
I'm less tall now and then draw it up to where I used to be, about 6 feet.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty tall. What would you call a child who's born to an unmarried woman?
Well, they call it the best.
Mm-hmm. You ever heard it called anything else? Okay. If you might say that, well, this girl's a real loving child, but Peggy is a lot...
Loving she is.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What would you call, if your brother had a son, what would your son be, what would his son be in relation to you? He'd be your what?
My niece.
Well, a son.
My brother's son,
uh-huh.
I would be his uncle.
And he would be your?
My niece.
Mm.
What?
Nephew.
Nephew. That's right.
What do you call if a child has lost both its mother and its father, what would you call that child?
Child.
Motherless child.
Motherless child. Would you ever call it an orphan? Okay. What would you call a person who... What would you call a person who's been appointed to look after a motherless child? Maybe the court or the judge appointed a person to look after a motherless child. What would you call that person?
I don't know who that is called.
Okay. Have you ever heard of a guardian?
Guardian?
Mm-hmm.
I've heard of that. Okay. She's guardian of that child.
Mm-hmm. You know, if the house is full of your cousins and nephews and nieces and all those kind of people, you'd say that the house is full of your
people.
Full of your people. Okay. Would you ever call them anything else? Okay. If there was somebody who looked a little bit like you, and she might have the same last name as you, but you say, well, I'm actually not, what? If she's not a part of your family, but she looks like you, and she might have your same last name, you say,